Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So those are the verses that we've been looking at week by week over the last few weeks. And first we're going to hear from Christina, who's just going to tell us a bit about how she's been thinking about this and these passages. Christina Weber, take it away.
Hi, everyone. This morning, actually, I've got John to help me because my thinking has been based a lot on conversations that we've had together. So, it's not just my own thoughts. It's both of ours. Probably like many of you, a lot of my time has been spent looking at the news, taking in all that's going on around the world, all the difficulties with the virus, but also the protests going on at the moment. And it's just really struck me with the Beatitudes, how powerful those words are, even now, 2,000 years on from when Jesus spoke them. I feel like they're a real challenge for political leaders at the moment. They provoke those people, I hope they provoke those people, to think about the decisions they make. I feel like the people involved in the protests at the moment are examples of people that are mourning and are thirsting and hungering for righteousness. It just really strikes me that God's kingdom will put all of those things right. That's kind of what we've been thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, because I mean, we were sort of just chatting it through and looking at some kind of recent cases of people in like political positions or close to political positions who make, you know, questionable decisions or respond, in ways to kind of score political points or, you know, have good photo opportunities and stuff. And that's like, you know, a lot of the way that people in the world look at these situations, you know, that's their lens, is to try and make it work for what they, you know, need to get out of it. But actually, you know, if we use the Beatitudes as the lens for that, you know, to say, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, you know, these are people that we cross every day. And it's just really powerful to, you know, to reconsider our what can be kind of snap ways of looking at things, but using the Bible and Jesus' words to kind of bring a really, I don't know, like a deeper meaning than what we can just sit and watch the news and things without really putting that at the forefront of our minds. But the great thing about the Beatitudes is that it's not, that it brings hope. It's not just about now, and you know, we want to see justice now and we want to see change now, but also it's about letting us know what it's like in the kingdom of heaven. And you know, the kingdom's come, and he was talking about in those moments when we will all be together. It also brings to perspective how powerful it is when Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, to pray, thy kingdom come. You know, that's a big prayer, given a glimpse into the kingdom that we get from the Beatitudes, to actually be able to pray together, well, you know, Lord, across all of this, across the pandemic and, you know, the protests and people's need for justice, Lord, we just pray, thy kingdom come.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks, John. That's brilliant. I remember John Stott said that Christians should be people, those who have the Bible open in one hand and the newspaper in the other. Maybe we would update that now to have the Bible in one hand or and our phone in the other, or an app, I don't know, too. But I think there's something really important about asking God to shape the way that we think, the way that we see, how we're responding to what's going on around us. And thank you both so much for that. The next person that we're hearing from is Roger.
Can you all hear me? Well, good morning.
We can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a cloudy pinhole where the temperature feels as if it's just above freezing. Anyway, last Wednesday, in the missional community Zoom meeting, we were discussing Blessed Are the Merciful, Paul's leading and giving insight into his very busy life, explaining that he was in a position of responsibility and receiving quite a bit of criticism, and considered that it was unfair criticism. I've noticed in these difficult times that on the one hand, we can clap for all those who we have appreciated for what they've done for us, and on the other, be critical of others. Note that in each of the Beatitudes, there is always a reward. Blessed are the merciful, and here is the reward, for they will be shown mercy. If you are someone who likes to be a winner, build the Beatitudes into your life, and you will get the first prize every time. You'll get the gold medal. It was worth showing mercy in Paul's situation. When the issues were discussed face to face, he was shown mercy with the changing of people's views once they knew the facts. For a while now, I've been working on Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. I have realized that I can only make a valid judgment or assess the situation correctly when I have all the facts. I've been so blessed these past few weeks because I've been let loose on the golf course again. Form was not good at the start, but now improving and getting back to my mediocre best. The other day, I met to play with my mate, Chris. We have been friends for many years. Always inquiring how our families are doing, and he asked about our grandsons. I explained that their parents were agonizing over whether to send them both back to school, for they are both in the eligible categories to go back. Chris, who has no children, said that he needed to be careful with this one, as he had no experience of parenthood and therefore would not give an opinion. I thought that was a very wise reply. So let's give and show mercy, and then we will receive mercy. Thank you.
Thanks, Roger. That's wonderful. So what we're going to do now is we're going to sing together a song that Julian's going to lead, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And I guess let's have those things that we've been hearing from Christina and John and from Roger in our minds as we turn our hearts to Jesus, as we think about what he's done for us. We'll be then moving from that into breaking bread together, receiving communion, which Andy and Audrey will be leading us in.
Turn our attention.
So the next person that we're going to hear from is Nicola. Nicola, are you with us? Thank you.
Hello. So when I was asked to say something, I was reminded of Matt's talk last month, Blessed Are the Meek, for They Will Inherit the Earth. And he was talking about being meek in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. And how being meek in our deeds can be how we are with our possessions and serving others. And Matt was saying, having faith in God's provision is an example of meekness. So that's reminded me that I can trust that God is my provider. I don't need to worry, whether that can be for the bigger things like having enough money and enough food, but also for my individual needs. So one thing God's provided for me is that at this time I've had lots of family and friends that I can talk to, and there's some friends that I've been able to talk to more than I normally would. So I've been able to do it. And I've also had more time because I'm not working at the moment, I'm on furlough. So God has enabled me to do things that perhaps I haven't got around to doing, or to learn new things. And I see that as an example of his provision for me. So I think I particularly thought that being meek is not being in what's being in control of what's going on, but accepting that God is in control and that he knows individually what I need.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Nicola, for your testimony there of how God's been speaking to you and working in your life at this time. Thank you. Lastly, we're going to hear from Lynn Gould. So I'll just hand straight over.
Hi. I think it was the great Mike Wilmot that said we're never quite spiritual enough in our lives. And it was a challenge when I thought, what on earth am I going to say about what God's been talking to us about through the Beatitudes? And I was thinking about the one that Andy shared about blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And when you think about mercy, it's all about forgiveness, kindness, graciousness. And often think of mercy as being an action, an outward action, rather than just a kind of aura, if you like, you know, a thing around us. I think, you know, it's a challenge, isn't it, to live your life being merciful when you're faced with that situation, or a situation similarly most of the time. So I feel like that's what God's working out in us at the moment. And I liked Roger just now when he spoke, and he was saying about waiting for the gold medal. We're waiting for our gold medal in this one. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn, for sharing. And I think it's, you know, it is just true that living these things out is challenging and really hard. And really feel for you in that situation. And I'm sure that others will be praying for you both in this, and that you will find that grace that's in God to continue to be merciful and generous in your heart and honouring. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you to everyone who shared this morning. Perhaps there are just things in there that will encourage us all to keep listening to God and to be responding to him, to be open to what Jesus is saying to us through these passages. I'm going to hand back to Andy now. Thank you.